We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Yayin Toiseis, a yayin that's in the middle of fermenting, usually it bubbles a little bit, it has foam. Ein Bo Mishum Gili. While it's fermenting, it's going from grape juice to wine, there's no Gili because it's fermenting. V'kamet Tisase, how long does it take to ferment? Gimel Yomim, 3 days. Hashachalayim, Ein Bo Mishum Gili. Cress seeds that you made you put it into yayin or mayim, Rashi says, you crushed it up and you put it into water or into wine, these cress seeds, after it's crushed up. The snakes don't like cress seeds in wine. But Lamai said, the Nogum Eser, because they're worried about it. Doesn't have any vinegar. Migribu. Chaimitz, if it has vinegar in it, it chases them away and they won't drink from it. It doesn't do well in their palate and they don't drink from it. What about Kutach? Kutach Abavli. Kutach Abavli is a dip made out of spoiled milk and spoiled bread. So Kutach Abavli, ain't by Mishum Gilu. The snakes don't like this. You know, they like Cholov, they do like milk, but not Kutach Abavli. When they go to Nogam Isser. And when they go to Nogam Isser, Omar of Nashi, he is being a Kuri Chashinon. If you see in this Kutach a little bite that looks like a Nachash came here, so it's a Reyesa, then everyone will agree, you're Choshish. Omar of Chia Ba'ashi, Omar Shmuel, may tif. If there's water dripping at the cup, water has a problem with Gili. But if it keeps on dripping, so it makes noise, it scares away the snake. Ain't problem with Gili. Amar Vashi, Vud Ava Tif Lahadi Tif Tif. It has to keep on dripping. As long as it's dripping into the cup and it's making noise like that, the snakes will keep away. Amar Chia Vashi, Amar Shmuel, Pita Eino, Ain't problem with Gili. If you have a fig that has a crack in it and there's juice in that crack, it's usually at the end of it, Ain't problem with Gili. So come on, who's that like? Hi Tana, Tanya Belezer Aimber. Oichel Adam Anovim V'Teinu B'Layla V'Nei Choshish. Not worried. Mishum Shenema Hashem V'Sohem Hashem. And these are not one of the things that are muchzik to have snakes, and therefore you're allowed to drink, you're allowed to eat that Teinu. You're not worried about the Nachosh pecking in that hole. Now Tosis points out that if you see it doing it there, then about it's a reisa. If you see something, if you see someone pecking at it, then it's a part of the problem. Here, you're not Choshish. Kushem V'Sohem Hashem. Omer Avsav Mishum Yeshua. When it comes to a snake, there are three type of poisons. There are three type of levels of poison. Shalbacha, a young snake, shakea. It's such a heavy poison, it sinks to the bottom of the cup or barrel. Shalbeinini mefafeya. Beinini just, it slowly goes down. But shalzaki, an older snake, tzof, it floats. It's not so strong poison. So first of all, Mara asks, we'll see what the nafkamina is soon. But Mara first asks, the main rod, the kama, the kosher, kosher, chayli, you see that as it gets older, it loses its koyach, it loses its strength. By the time we went to the braisa, shloisha, there are three animals that cause man, shemazkinim, as they get older, gevurum at the service, but they get stronger. Elohim, dog, a fish, nachash, a snake, and a chazir. These three things get stronger with age. So why are you saying that here, the zokain, it floats this poison? Yeah, it gets more strength, but it's poison, kolish, gets shvacher. So shabakur shakeya lemayach. So what's an ageya that a young snake, it sinks to the bottom? It's a ageya for this. The Tanya learned to the braisa. Chavis shenesgala, a chavis that was uncovered, and 9 people went and drank from it. So you say, oh, well, it looks like I'm fine. Avi Chosman Atisha, Veloy Mesu, Lo Yishta Men Asiri. The 10th one should not drink, still shouldn't drink. My Sawyer, Shosman Atisha, Veloy Mesu, Veshos Asiri Mes. And it's the 10th one, I'm drank from it and died. What's the pshat? Because this barrel had young snake, had poison from a young snake, and it sank to the bottom. So the first 9 people weren't harmed. But after they was harmed, and Rashi speaks out, that in the next Rashi, next sugya, that's the pshat water at 3 different levels. He says, Shaminim Rav Safra Tuva, Rishon Lo Yishter, the first guy shouldn't drink, Shem Nochesh Zokin Shasa, Shem, but Safa Eris, and it's floating. Em Soyim shouldn't drink, the middle guy shouldn't drink, Shem Nochesh Bein Nihayim, Fafeya, and the 10th guy shouldn't drink, Kushem Abachayim. So that's what all 3 levels on the guy. And the Gemara says another example of such a thing. First, I'll finish the Gemara here. V'shasa siri meis. I'm Rabbi Zu shakeya. Zehu shakeya. That was the eres, the poison that sank to the bottom. That's why the person died. V'chein avtiach. Same thing goes with a melon or maybe needs a watermelon. Shenesgala eskalsa. That they opened it up and has a lot of juice in it and it was uncovered. Avish akhlu ben entes bei adam loy meisu lo yechal mena asiri. A 10th person should not drink from it because it's a chshash of gilui. And this is something added on. The Mishnah only says yayin cholav and Yain Chol V'Mayim. Here we're saying even the Avtiach has a problem. So my story of Achol and Tisha, nine people ate from this Avtiach, well, amazing, and died. Bachol HaSiru, amazing, and died. Amar Rav Yirmiyo, Zui Shekeya. Zeu Shekeya, this is the Shekeya, the Eres that sinks to the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, what happens if you have Mayim Shinas Galu? If you have mayim that was left uncovered, harayz lishbechem shiram, don't spill in shiram, because people sometimes walk barefoot and it'll go into their foot this water and the water that has a snake venom in it and harm him.
You don't have to drink it to get the poison.
No, even if you step on it, it goes into your skin, it goes through your skin. We'll see if it goes, any like a crack in the skin, like any fold in the skin, it goes through there. Well, Yarvitz Behemes Abayas, don't be marvelous. Used to, those days they had earthen floors, and it was sandy, and the dust was coming up. They used to put water in it to hold the dust down. Shouldn't do it in the house. Same thing, you walk barefoot. You shouldn't make cement because your hands will get full of it. You shouldn't feed your behemoth, not your friend's behemoth. Now, well, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, what pshat in this is. We'll first say Rashi's pshat in Bava Kamma. He says the reason is because you might shecht the behemoth, and the venom will be in the behemoth. That's the pshat we'll say. So if I will come to another pshat soon, so it says you should not give it to your behemoth, or your behemoth's chavera. Not because they're going to die, it doesn't sound like. It says because you know, shecht it, then the person will have it. And you shouldn't wash your hands and face with it. It depends which part of your body. If it has a place where it's a crack, it doesn't mean an open crack. It means like where it's a fold in your on your skin. You should not wash it there because then it'll get caught there and stay there and go into your skin, into the flesh. It doesn't seem like that. You shouldn't wash your hands and face. Those are places where there are folds. And he says, Sirta, so what's it off Kamina? The back of your hand, the back of your foot, and the cheeks, those places are smooth. So feed the first man of the arm, it's a problem. Panavil Raga is a problem. Since there's no sirta there, it will not be a problem. Omamar, we just learned, you should not feed it to your behema and to your friend's behema. We have a brisa that says, you could give it to your own behema. So what's going on here? And the Gemara Kitanya he l'shunru. So about a cat, and by a cat, the cat it doesn't hurt him. The venom does not hurt. The poison does not hurt the cat, because the cat can eat a snake. So the shayla is like this: if you're Rashi, why do you have to answer l'shunru? Say any behemoth tameya. Behemoth atzma means your horse, because we said the whole problem is my shechted. So why can't he say behemoth atzma? So therefore, Tosfos Bava Kamma argues in Rashi. And he says, there is to give it to a behemoth is, or behemoth's chaver is, because Baal Tashkas. You're not allowed to kill a behemoth. So Gemara says, it says to give a behemoth's atzmai. Terah is to want a shunra. Shunra is not Baal Tashkas, because the shunra itself, it fights the poison, and nothing happens with the poison. So that's the Tosfos Bava Kamma's problem. What's the Terah of Rashi? So the Terah of Rashi is, a Baal Batash Terah. That with giving you options, that don't give it to your behemoth's chaver, so we're telling you that, because the problem with the shechted. Obviously, don't give it to any behemoth because that's not a smart thing to do. So that's why the Gemara says, so which behemoth would you give it to? It says a cat, where it doesn't hurt the cat. But the feet Tosfos, it's more geschmack in the Gemara. So that's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi and Baba Kama. So we have two pshat in the Maisa, why you can't give the behemoth chaver? Either because about Tashkas or behemtoy. Either about Tashkas or because he might come to Shechtet. So Gemara answered over here that when do you give it to behemoth atzmai? For a cat, because a cat is immune to the poison. So why can I give it to my, why that behemoth atzmai? I give it to my friend's cat also. So Gemara, the chavrei kachish, it weakens the cat a little bit. So why do you give it to your own cat? It'll weaken your own cat also. Hadabari gets better. The chavrei nami hadabari. Your friend's cat gets better also. So Gemara, dimna boilers when you want to sell it sometimes, and he can't sell it because shvach at that time. So therefore, you should not give it to your friend. You don't have to give it to your friend's cat, but your own cat you're allowed to give it to because either if you're rashi pshat is because you don't shech the cat, or and it doesn't harm the cat, and it's no batashkas either. You don't. There's no batashkas. It gets weak a little bit. It'll get better. A friend, give it to a friend's cat. No, the friend might decide to sell his cat, and at that time will be weak and it causes him a loss.